We're up to Torah Ayin Dalid in Likutei Moran Tanina. This Torah is a little bit short inside, but there's a lot of pipes leading from this Torah to a lot of different information. We're going to try to do some of it. After we complete this Torah inside, we're going to try to do some pieces from Likutei Halachos, from Koach Ve'Or, other Sforim that have sprinklings of information that's related to this Torah. Rav Enezal says, Achar Purim, Koirin Parshas Porah. Immediately after Purim, the Shabbos after Purim usually, we lain Parshas Porah, Shehi Hachono LePesach, which is part of the preparation for going into the Yontif of Pesach, because we know how is the whole halacha of Porah Aduma, the red cow, introduced to Bnei Israel. It was when those Yidden who were Tomei Meis, which is the worst type of Tuma, impurity, at the time that the rest of Klal Yisrael was about to bring the Korban Pesach, and these Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lomo Nigora, why should we be left out? Why can't we have the Zechia of participating in bringing the Korban Pesach? That was when Moshe Rabbeinu confronted Hashem with this problem, and Hashem taught them the secret of Pesach Sheni, number one. And also, we have then introduced in the Torah this concept of Porah Aduma, the ashes of the red cow, which is what serves to be metaher, to purify somebody from any type of tumah, even the worst kind of tumah, tumas meis. So that specifically when it comes to bringing the Korban Pesach, or when it comes to preparing for this yontov of Pesach, even nowadays when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we haven't brought the actual Korban Pesach yet, still there is this mitzvah of reading, laning the portion in the Torah that's related to Porah Aduma, because we know the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu, there's a medrash that says, Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, I know that while there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, if you'll ever get angry at my children, they'll be able to bring korbanos, and these korbanos will eliminate, they'll pacify the anger of Hashem. What about when there won't be a Beis HaMikdash? So the Medrash says, Hashem said, when the Yidden will read before me the Parshios in the Chumash that speak about the Korbanos, Ezehu Mekaimon, Vaidabra Hashem Amay Shalemar, the Parshas Sa'ila, the Parshas Tomid, all of those Parshios, Hashem said, I'll consider it as if they actually brought the Korbanos. So that when the Yontif of Pesach comes around and we lain in the Torah the portions related to Korban Pesach, it's definitely considered to a large degree as if we brought the Korban Pesach. And when we lay in Parshas Porah before Pesach, it's considered to a degree as if we were being purified by the ashes of the Porah Aduma. So Rabbi Nezal says, Achar Purim Klerin Parshas Porah Shehi Hachono LePesach, which is a preparation for Pesach. Ki Parshas Porah Klerin Kedei Sheyiu Nizhorin Li Toher Mitumas Meis, because Parshas Porah is read in order that the Yidden should be reminded, should know to be careful to avoid becoming tamei, especially to a dead body, kidei sheyiyu tohirin la'aseis ha-pesach, so that they should be pure in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is one of those few korbanos tzibur that every single Yid was required to bring, every Jew. Therefore, the warning is being proclaimed in Kriya Satira for all the Yidden to know, be careful to avoid any tumah now. This is a time of purification. Pesach. Now Rabbi Nezal explains, Ubitchilo hubechinas pur. In the beginning, this starts out the concept of pur, pei vov resh, ki purim al shem hapur, because we know that the reason why the Yontif of Purim is called Purim is al shem hapur, because of the special goyro that Haman made, the special lottery that Haman made. And we know one of the words in Hebrew that means a lottery is a pur. Hipil pur hu ha-goyro, the pasuk says in the Megillah. V'achar kach, and after Purim, nase poro, it becomes poro. This is referring kaviyochol to the Shekhinah itself. We know that this number, 280, is a very, very special number. We mentioned this in the past, that kaviyochel, referring to the midas hachesed of Hashem, and referring to the midas hadin, this number 280 plays a very, very important role. Because we know that of the 10 basic attributes of Hashem, the 10 basic qualities of Hashem, they're basically split down the middle to chamisho chasodim and chamisho gvurois. Five basically represent kindness, five basically represent gevura, harshness. The Meforshim tell us that these five gevurois are represented by the five letters in the Aleph Beis that are called stumais, end letters. Because we know the concept of chesed, kindness, is always an inyan of poiseach. Poiseach es yodecho umasbia lecho chai rotzoim. To open up the light, to reveal the light, is always an inyan of chasodim, whereas closing up, being mitzamtzeim, or hiding, being ma'alim, is always a concept of din, harshness. So these five letters, which are unique, exceptional, in that they come specifically closing a word, they're called Isias Stumais. These five letters are Bigimatria 280, Mem Nun Tzadik Pechov, and they are referred to as the Par Dinim, the 280 measures of din, of harshness on the part of Hashem. Tuma Bechlal is referred to as a concept of din. When we sweeten the din, it becomes just like Tzedek is the nickname of the Malchus Dikdusha in Posach Eliyahu. We say Tzedek Malchus Kadisha. The tikkun for Tzedek is Tzedoko. Tzedoko represents a hamtoka, a sweetening of Tzedek. So to this par, this 280 dinim, the hamtoka is brought about through this hay. This hay representing the Shekhinah, this hay representing the five chasodim that are sweetening these five levels of gvurais. So Rabbeinu Zal says, on Purim, there is this concept of pur, which then gets modified to become para, because pur is actually para with the koilel. It's the same thing. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki gam purim hu bevadai hiluch v'derech lepesach, because we know that Purim is certainly a beginning for Pesach. We know the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, quoting the Gemara, Shoylen v'dorshin behilchas ha-Pesach, shleishim yoim lefnei ha-chag. Specifically regarding the laws of Pesach, the Gemara says, we begin to study the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Yom Tov. And the Achronim in Shulchan Aruch bring that this means bedavka on Purim, that there's a special mitzvah on Purim to start discussing Pesach. Because the beginning of Pesach is Purim, as Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain in this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'ze b'chinas sif soysov shoyshanim noitvois moir oiver. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where the pasuk says, sif soysov shoyshanim, his lips are red like roses. Shoyshanim is roses. Noitvois moir oiver. They're dripping with moir. Moir is a very sweet spice, a very sweet perfume. Oiver, spreading. They're dripping with this sweet moir. Now Rabbeinu Zal shows what this posuk is hinting to. Sif soysov zebechinas Pesach. The lips represents the concept of Pesach. Pesoch kemuva, as the Arizal says, the word Pesach is actually two words. Pesoch, the mouth speaks. One of the ikrim of Pesach is the Haggadah, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, speaking. Because the Arizal explains that during the time that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, the Das was in Golus. There's a posik that says, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. That my Hashem says my nation was in Golus Mibli Das because of a lack of Sechel. Because what causes a Yid to commit an Avera? Loi Lameda Ein Adam Chayte, Elim Kein Nichnas Bei Ruach Shtus. A person commits a sin, it's a pigam in das. How did the Yidden go down to Mitzrayim originally? Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, Bamo Eda. Hashem said, your children are going to have all kinds of good things, everything. Avraham Avinu said, how do I know? And this was a pigam in das. He wasn't supposed to want to know. Ve'erastichli be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. When a person wants to come close to Hashem, the beginning has to be emuna, faith. If he really believes, then he's zecher to get to understand also. There was this pigam in das, and the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim to correct this, to fix this. So that during the time that they were in Golus, the das was in Golus also. This bechina of lochein golami mibli das. When the das is in Golus, Rabbeinu Zal says, you're not allowed to speak. Because there's a pasuk which says, gam beloy das, nefesh loy toiv. When there's no das, the nefesh is also no good. What's the nefesh? Nafshi yotzo bedabroi, the pasuk says. When a person speaks, he's pouring out his nefesh. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. This spilling out, this pouring out. So therefore, during the time that the Yidden were in Golus, the Dibur was in Golus. They weren't really allowed to speak. And therefore, on the night of Pesach, when we celebrate the Yidden going out of Golus, the Ikar mitzvah is to speak. Pesach, to talk a lot. Kol hamarbe lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. Whoever speaks more is praised. Why? Because it shows he understands what was accomplished here in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, we see that Pesach is an inyan of deeper speech, the lips. Shoshanim, what is Shoshana? Rabbein Azal says, Shoshana hi Esther. Kemuva b'zoyer kodesh b'kisvi Arizal, Shoshana gematria Esther. The word Shoshana is one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah, just as Esther is one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah. The Zohar HaKadosh begins in Parashas Bereishis. The first line in the Zohar HaKadosh is, this word Shoshana, ki Shoshana bein ha-choychim, kein rayosi bein ha-bonois. Just as a rose among the thorns, so too are Bnei Yisrael among all the other nations of the world. And the Zohar HaKadosh says there, the Mefarshei Zohar HaKadosh say, that Shoshana is the nickname that's used to refer to the Shekhinah, and it's used to refer to Bnei Yisrael, just as the queen of Bnei Yisrael, the queen representing the Shekhinah, is Esther HaMalka. She is the one who has this title, Malka, and she is known by this name, Esther. So we see that Shoshana represents Esther, which is an inyan of Purim. Sifsoisov is Pesach, Shoshana is Purim. Noitvois Moir Oiver, dripping with Moir, Zebechinas Mordechai. We know that Moir represents Mordechai at Tzadik, Moir Droer, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Mordechai mena Torah minayin. Where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah? One of the 11 spices that we used for the Ketoris was Moir Droer, and the Targum on it is Mordechai, Mordechai. So we see that Moir represents Mordechai. And Deroyer, Loshen Cherus. Deroyer, why is it more Deroyer? What is Deroyer? Deroyer is freedom. Deroyer means this spice. More Deroyer is the name of the spice. Deroyer also means freedom. Cherus, Bechinas Cherus Shel Pesach. Again, a concept of Pesach. We're showing how Purim and Pesach are so well connected. Sifsaisov, the lips, is a concept of Pesach. Shoshana is an inyan of Esther, Hamalka, Purim, Noitvois, Moir. The Moir representing Mordechai Atzadik, who is known as Moir Deroyer, Deroyer tying us again back to Pesach. Zman Cheruseinu, a time of freedom, being connected to the Tzadik of Purim, who's also an inyan of Cherus, an inyan of freedom. Rabbein Azal says now, the Alkein Tziruf Shel Purim Marumos BePesach. This is why we find a remez to the holiday of Purim. Purim is not Midoraisa, Purim is Midrabonon. The mitzvah of reading the Megillah on Purim is Midrabonon. So Rabbein Azal says, I'm going to show you now how there is a remez to the word Purim in a discussion in the Chumash about the Yom Tov of Pesach. The pasuk, there's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, Shivas yomim toichal matzois kasher tzivisicha. 7 days the Yidna required to eat matzah, as I have commanded you, Hashem says, Lamoyeid chodesh aviv, around the month of spring, the month of Nisan, Kiboy yotzoso mi Mitzrayim, because that's the day on which the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. That's the time that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Voloyero ponai reikom. And do not come to the Beis HaMikdash without tzedakah, without a korban, without a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbein Azal says, mi Mitzrayim voloyero ponai reikom, roshei tevois purim. In these words, kiboy yotzoso mi Mitzrayim voloyero ponai reikom, the first letters make up the word Purim. Ki Purim hu derech lePesach. Because Purim is a road that leads to Pesach. Sheyihiyu yecholim liyois nizhorim mechometz. It's on Purim that a person receives the he'orah, the kedusha, that enables the person to guard himself, to protect himself from chometz, to make that tikkun, to be able to avoid this mashehu chometz, this tiny, tiny little bit of chometz, that whole tikkun, the difference between the letter ches and the letter hey, chometz and matzah. The Zohar Kodesh says you have the same letters, the mem and the tzaddik. This has a hey, this has a ches. That tiny little bit of difference that makes a difference between the Sotan, the Yetzirah, versus the Yetzer Tov, between Kedusha, the Chut HaSayra, Kechut Beini Ubein Amoves, that hairline difference between Gan Eden and Gehenim. Rabbein Ezal says, where does a person receive the power to be able to avoid the problems that Chometz presents on Pesach? That Heoro comes on Purim. Uposak b'emtza ha'inyan, and Rabbein Ezal stopped in the middle of the topic. Rabbein Ezal obviously had more to say about this. He stopped in the middle, v'legilo yoser, and he didn't reveal anything more on this subject. He stopped here within this discussion when it was obvious to those at the shir that he had more to say on this. Ki b'tchilo hayu kol ha'hascholos mi'pesach. Then at another time, Rabbein Ezal commented and he said, in the beginning, all the hascholos of the Yidden were from Pesach. The beginning for Klal Yisrael was on Pesach. That's when they first became a nation. That's when they were first really considered Bnei Yisrael. The Alkein, and therefore, Kol HaMitzvois Heim Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, we find that most of the mitzvois that the Yidden have, we're always saying Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. We make Kiddush on Friday night, Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Yantif, all the Yom Tovim, each one of the Yom Tovim is revolving around Yitzias Mitzrayim. Matan Torah was the purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sukkos, Ki Basukkos Hoshavti Eschem, Bohoitzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And all Pesach, of course, all the Yom Tovim revolving around this subject of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then Rabbein Ezal said, V'achshav, and now, V'loisiyim. And Rabbein Ezal didn't finish the sentence, period. And now, period. And that's all Rabbein Ezal said. This is how this Torah ends off. Now, obviously, Rabbein Ezal wants to make it very, very clear that there is a tremendously important connection between Purim and Pesach, and between everything that a person wants to get out of Pesach, having to begin on Purim. Now, what does Pesach represent us? We know the Gemara says, "Benison nigalu u'benison asidin ligoil," that Nisan and the Yontif of Pesach specifically is the time that the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, and the Torah tells us that's also the time that the Yidden are destined to see Bias Moshiach. If a person wants to know when is Moshiach supposed to come, it's during the month of Nisan, unquestionably. It could be changed. It could be altered through Zechuyos if Yidden do spectacular things. We believe, B'Emunah Shleima, that Moshiach is coming now, tonight, immediately. Hayoim im B'Koyleis Yishmo, Elyonovi said. Now, if the Yidden decide to listen to Hashem at any minute, that's when Moshiach will come. But the appointed time is definitely the month of Nisan, related to the Yontif of Pesach. Now, let's see the one or two svarim that you don't have in front of you, but we're going to read shortish paragraphs and explain. You'll see some of the significance to what Rabbein Ezal is presenting here related to Purim and Pesach. The first item that we're going to read is an excerpt from the Sefer Koich Ve'or, the section called Chochma Ubina, page Kuf Chof Hei, the paragraph that begins with the words Geula Harishaina. The Be'er Likutim was the author of this, writes, Geula harishayna shahisa bepesach bechipazoin beli shleima soesarusa delisato. The first time when the Yidden had a geula, when the Yidden were taken out of Golus, it was done speedy, running, flying. They got chased out of Mitzrayim. They had to run so fast they didn't even have time to bake normal bread. They had to eat express food, matzah, something that's baked very, very quickly. Beli shleima soesarusa delisato. What was missing? What was missing was, how does Hashem like to help the Yidden? Hashem likes to help the Yidden when the Yidden first show something. They make a little bit of effort to come close to Hashem, and then Hashem responds to their effort. Hashem does the second step. When the Yidden force Hashem into a situation where Hashem has to provide everything, the Yidden don't do anything at all to deserve being helped from Hashem, then even when Hashem does help them, it's impossible for it to be a permanent type of help. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh explains about Yitzias Mitzrayim, that although we say that on the night of Pesach, there was a fantastic heora, fantastic light that was shined on Bnei Yisrael to the point where it's called Leil Shimurim. We don't say Kriya Shma Lamita that night because there is such a protection from Mazikin, from Klipois, from the night, from Choshech, from Malach HaMoves. Still, The Zohar HaKadosh says, because this freebie, it was something that the Yidden didn't really deserve, there's no way for that light to be retained for any solid period of time for the Yidden. Therefore, the next morning already, that light disappears. It starts fading out. And that's why the Zohar HaKadosh says we have the mitzvah on the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan, of bringing the Omer and the whole mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, where we're starting to count off the Mem Tes Shari Tshuva that we learned about last week. These 49 levels of tshuva that we start climbing because we acknowledge Ekya, that we haven't started yet. We haven't started to begin. We didn't fix what we had to fix. And now we're starting to contribute our part towards coming close to Hashem. That was the first Geula. That was the Geula from Mitzrayim. And therefore, Niskalkalo Kilkul Achar Kilkul. That Geula got messed up again and again. The Yidden were flying high and then they fell again and again. Ad Shenishave Ze Leumaze HaChurbon Shechal Tomid Boze Hayoyim. To the point where it became so upside down, where the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which is the worst catastrophe for Bnei Yisrael, also comes out on Pesach. How? Because in the Shulchan Aruch it tells us, if you want to know what day of the week the Yomim Tovim are going to fall out on, there's an easy remez to remember it by. This code that's used in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, this code called Atbash, where you exchange the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter, the second one from the beginning, the Beis with the Shin, the second one from the end. The Shulchan Aruch gives a beautiful remez to show how you can memorize. If you know one Yontif, you'll know, if you know the Yontif of Pesach, what day of the week it comes out on, you'll be able to know all the other Yomim Tovim of the year. The Shulchan Aruch says, for example, At, Aleph, the first day of Pesach, will always be on the same day of the week as Tov, Tisha B'Av, the saddest day for Klal Yisrael. Gimel, the third day of Pesach, Reish, Reish Hashanah, and so on and so forth. You have a whole sequence that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So we see here that because the Geula, because the first Geula was not complete, because there wasn't this Arusa V'Asata, when it got messed up, when the Yidden fell, they fell to such a point where the worst catastrophe got plugged into this day of Nisan. It corresponds also with Pesach. It's also associated. Tisha B'Av got plugged into Pesach. Kemuva b'Shulchan Aruch ha-Siman Atbash. V'achshov, but now... Now, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the second Beis HaMikdash, and we're waiting for the third Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, the Chut HaMishulosh Loi B'mheira Yinotek, the Emes, the Kushtokoi, we know that the first Beis HaMikdash corresponds to Avram Avinu, the second is Yitzchak Avinu, the third one is Yaakov Avinu, who's called Midaso Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, and the Gemara says, Kushtokoi. Emes stands up solid. Sheker is weak. Each letter has one leg. Emes will stand up very tall. This third Beis HaMikdash, this final Geula, which is going to be something solid, Kol Tikvosenu Al HaGeula Achrona. Our entire hope is for that final Geula. Shemize Biatzmo Yegam Tikken HaGeula Rishona. That Geula will also fix up everything that needs fixing from the first Geula that we had, from when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Ach achshov yiye kol ha-haschola mipurim. Now, as far as the coming of Moshiach, where's the whole beginning from? The whole beginning is from Purim. Shehu bechinas mechias amolek. What's the ikar yisoid of Purim? Mechias amolek. Erasing the zecher of Amolek. Kemuvon bidvorov zal, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words, in Likutei Moran Tanina, Siman Ayin Dala, the Torah that we just learned. Viho Iker, and the Bir Likutei Moran Zal writes, what's the main way that this is going to come about? Viho Iker bekoya choisarusa de lasato shel roshe yechidei hadoiros. The main way that this is going to be affected and brought about is through the efforts of the super special tzaddikim that are found in the different generations. Shehu Admor Zal, such as Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal, Shemekabel Meitoi Kanal, who receives from Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, who receives from Rabbeinu Zal. We're going to explain this soon. Ubifrat, especially, al yedei oitzem hatikunim shenistaknu b'yoyim histalkusam. Especially by the fantastic accomplishments that were accomplished on the day that these tzaddikim passed away, Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal. Sheshnei hayomim shel histalkusam mechuvonim liyoischal b'yoyim shechal boi purim. The Shulchan Aruch says that pei lamed gimel, plag. How do we remember what day Lag BaOmer, what day of the week Lag BaOmer is going to come out on? It's always the same day of the week as Purim. These two are connected, Purim and Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is always Chai Iyar, 18 days in Iyar. Rabbeinu Zal's Yortzeit, which is Chai Tishrei, always comes out on the exact same day of the week as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal's Yortzeit, which is Lag BaOmer, which always comes out on the same day of the week as Purim. These three, Purim, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal's Yortzeit, and Rabbeinu Zal's Yortzeit, are connected. Kemuva b'ksav yad shel harav min Shigurin Zal, hamuva lahalan, as is brought in Rabbi Nachman Shigurin Zal's words. U'bishneihem hagdola sahilula, yoyim Lag BaOmer hilula Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal, uzman simchoseinu yoyim histalkus admor, on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, kemoi b'purim shehu yoyim simcha, on these two special days, Lag BaOmer, and on Rabbeinu Zal's Yortzeit, which comes out on Zeman Simchaseinu, on the Yontif of Sukkos, which corresponds to Purim, which is also this super Zeman Simcha, ki bekoichom hakodosh v'hanizgov meitze mibein shein ho'aroyes de sitrachro, because with the zechus of these two tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal and Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal's name begins with the letter Shin, Rabbeinu Zal's name begins with the letter Nun, in their zechus we will be rescued mibein shinei ho'aroyes, from the teeth of lions. That's one of the words, the terms it's used to a person that's been caught by the satan. The satan comes like a lion to attack the person. These two tzaddikim especially will rescue the person from mibein shinei ha'aroyos. Shehu zel umase v'nizke lebechinas shein hamuva bedvorov hakdoishim likutei tanina simen pehei shehu roshe tevois shabbos nachamu. Rabbeinu Zal brings on the Likutei Moharan that the tikkun for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the tikkun for Tisha B'Av, how do we resolve Tisha B'Av? How do we console ourselves after Tisha B'Av? After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and everything, what's the tikkun? The tikkun is Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu, Shin Nun, represents Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal and Rabbeinu Zal, who are the ones who rescue Bnei Yisrael from Mibein Shinei Ho'aroyos. Hamachuvonim gam l'roshei teva shel shmoiseim akadoshim shemenachmen zechusam yogan aleinu v'al kol Yisrael amen. This is what the Bir Likutei Zal writes, this remez. Now, if you recall, Rabbi Zal once said in a shir, a beautiful item, real beautiful item. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Rosh Hashanah, especially Rosh Hashanah, a person should be very careful to avoid eating nuts. Why? Because the nature of eating nuts is that it gets stuck in a person's throat. And on Rosh Hashanah, especially when you want to do a lot of davening, not a lot of Torah, a lot of davening, you don't want to get fouled up with this nuts getting caught in your throat and not letting you have a clear voice, not letting the person be able to speak clearly. That's one reason that's given in the Shulchan Aruch. Another reason that's given is because the word chet, which is an avera, is bigimatria, egoiz. The Hebrew word for nut, Aleph, Gimel, Vov, Zayin. Aleph is 1, Gimel is 3, is 4, and Vov is 10, and Zayin is 7, is 17, is Bigimatria Chet. This is what's written in the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Zal said, the question is, you want to play Gematria games? First of all, Egois is not Bigimatria Chet. Egois is Bigimatria Chet plus 1 with the Koilel. Chet. Chet Ches Tes is 17. You have an Aleph added on to it. If you want to say it like that, you could say that Egois is Bigimatria Toiv. 17 is Toiv. Why don't we say that Egois is a good thing? And Rabbi Zal gave a beautiful explanation. Number one, the fact that in the word Chet, the Baal Shem Toiv HaKodesh says, this is a Baal Shem Toiv analyzing a word. The Baal Shem Toiv says, there ain't no such thing in this world as anything that has no good in it at all whatsoever. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible for that item to happen. It wouldn't be possible for something to happen in this world without Hashem being a part of it. And if Hashem is a part of it, then it means there has to be a nekuda toiva in it, a droplet of good in it. Where do we see this droplet of good? The Baal Shem Tov says that the word chait itself, which means avera, consists of two parts. The aleph represents the alufoi shel olam, Hashem, who is called the master of the world. Aleph means general or leader or master. The ches tes is bigimatria toiv, good. This is to show that kaviyochel, there exists a nekuda toiva from Hashem that's found within the chait itself. Otherwise, there's no way in the world that this chait could have been committed. Just as the Pasuk says in Malachi, b'chol mokoim muktor umugosh l'shmi. Hashem says these goyim who are in their places of worship and they're bringing karbonai sacrifices to their idols, they think that that's going against me. Baloney. If they're worshipping anything, they're worshipping me. They don't realize it. I'm getting it like on the second bounce. They're worshipping this thing, and where is this thing getting its strength from me? So inevitably, any kavoy that they're giving to anything else is going to me anyway on the second bounce. So there is this concept of a toiv of the alufei shel olam that's found even within the chait. Rebbe Zal said that the remez that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch literally, it's not that the nuts get stuck in the throat, it's that the nuts will get stuck in the shinayim, in the teeth of the person, and this is what'll lead a person, this is what'll get a person, it'll make it difficult for them to daven well. What is this referring to? We said that egois is bigimatria 17. Within the word chait, the ches tes, in other words, the aleph is the alufoi shel olam, that's Hashem. The remainder, that's the nekuda toiva, the one drop of good that's in it. The remainder, the ches tes, represents the negative part. Now we know we have this term that's used in the Gemara about a person being rescued from the soton is referred to as being rescued mibein shinei ha'aroyos. Why? Why is that expression used? Because we know that in the Torah, the first individual that brought, that introduced the bad into the world was the Nochosh HaKadmoni, this Nochosh, this snake. Who was this Nochosh actually? This was the Soton, the Yetzahara. These who are Nochosh, who are Soton, the Gemara says, these are one and the same. This Nochosh, this Soton, if you study these words, Nochosh and Soton, you have the Shin Nun on the outside, you have the Shein, and there's two Sheins, Shinayim, Soton and Nochosh. In the middle, you have the ches and the tes, the chait. The ches and tes, that is exactly bigimatria egois. The wording in Shulchan Aruch is, don't eat nuts because the egois is going to get stuck between your teeth, and because egois is bigimatria chait. Which chait is egois bigimatria? It's the one that's between the teeth. It's the letters of the word chait that are bein shinayim, the ches and the tes, leaving out the alufoi shel olam. This is the taich of a law in Shulchan Aruch. This is a law in Shulchan Aruch, which a lot of people have learned and read, and they don't have the inside story to this. They don't have the soid, the drush. And a person that has this information has a little bit of a deeper insight into this. What's the tikkun for this? What's the tikkun for this nochosh, this soton, this shinei ha'aroyos? It's these two tzaddikim specifically who are megala, these soidei satoira, who give a person the tools that they need to do a tshuva shlema. These two tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoizal and Rabbeinu Zal, whose names are identical. We have the story where one of Rabbeinu Zal's talmidim was once traveling to one of these Sephardic countries, and he came into a Rav's house there, and he saw in this Rav's house, he saw the Sefer Likutei Moran. So he was shocked, he couldn't believe it. So the Rav said to him, you know, because it looked like he knew what the Sefer was. So this Sephardic Rav said to this Talmud of Rabbeinu Zal's, you mean you know about this Sefer too? So the Talmud said, I know the Sefer. The rabbi, the one who wrote it, is my Rebbe. So this Sephardic Rebbe Rav said to him, yeah, then let me ask you a question. Do you know the reason why your Rebbe began his Sefer with a discussion about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? The first paragraph, there's a short paragraph before the first chapter in Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nizal reveals the soid of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's name, that the word Shimon is Ir v'kadish min Shmaya Nochis. There's a Pasuk in Navi referring to a holy malach, a fiery malach coming down from Shemayim. The first letters of Ir v'kadish min Shmaya Nochis is Rabbi Shimon. He was this fiery malach that revealed this Eish HaTorah, this fire, these secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh, and that the word Yochai, he is Mizari Shel Yochai, because Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said, Ki Bezoyar Do Yifkun Mei Migalusa, that the Zohar HaKadosh is going to be the key to the Yidden going out of Golis by learning these secrets of Torah. That's going to be a light that's bright enough to shine away for the Yidden to get out of Golis. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal was also the one who said in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, at one point, all the Chachomim gathered together in Kerem B'Yavna, and they said, Asido Torah Shetishtakach Mi'Yisrael. There's going to come a time when the Yidden are going to forget the Torah. So the Gemara says, Omad Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal stood up and he said, no, the Torah is not going to be forgotten. Why? Because there's a Beferish Pasuk that says, Ki lo yisishokach mipi zaroi. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, write these words down so they should not be forgotten from his children. So Rabbi Nizal says, why is it that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal Bedafka was the one to take issue with this, to get up and argue? The Gemara says there that there was a big assemblage of Chachomim, Kishenefu Chachmei Doroim, I think, whatever the wording in the Gemara is, all the Chachomim gathered together in Kerem B'Yavna, one of the biggest assemblages. What the Gemara says, why was it called Kerem? Because there were so many thousands of Talmidei Chachomim assembled there, like rows in a vine. Such a tremendous gathering of Chachomim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal got up and he said, Ki lo yisishokach mipi zaroi. He challenged everybody there. Rabbi Nizal says, why? Because he knew that he was the one that was zeiche to be megale, the Zohar HaKadosh, and this light would withstand all the tests of time and would ensure, as long as this sefer would be with the Yidden, it would ensure that the light of the Torah would never be nischashech. Shikha is choshech. This light would guarantee that there would never be such a choshech. Why Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal? Because note the wording in the Pasuk, Rabbi Nizal says, Ki lo yisishokach mipi zaroi. Mipi means through. Through zaroi, through his children. Whose child? Through Rabbi Yochai's child. The last letters of Ki lo yisishokach mipi zaroi make up the word Yochai. In the zechus of that zera, which would come from Rabbi Yochai, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he would be the one to guarantee for Klal Yisrael that the Torah would never be forgotten. He affected such a tikkun in revealing these Seidus HaTorah that no matter how much choshech there would be in the world at the time of Moshiach's coming, pornography, every type of choshech imaginable. Person opens up a newspaper today and two-thirds of the newspaper is talking about this sickness. I don't even want to mention that filthy word. This abominable sickness that's for the lowest lowlifes. The opposite, the complete opposite of simcha, this sickness that comes from yelolo chil abris. At such a time when there'll be such a hisgabrus of choshech in the world, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal affected a tikkun. This Zohar HaKadosh, these Sisrei Torah, those few Yidelach at that time in Ikvus of the Mashiach that are going to be zeichet to have this light, they're going to protect the world. They're going to ensure that the Oyer HaTorah will not be extinguished completely, will not be forgotten completely. So Rabbi Nizal, when he revealed this item, that's what Rabbi Nizal said, and Rabbi Nizal over there also ended with the word V'achshav Yesh Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma. And now there is, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal, and now there is the Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma. This term Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma is a pasuk in Navi, referring to the Oyer HaSechel of the Torah of Hashem. The first letters of Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma make up Rabbi Nizal's names, Rabbi Nach. So now Rabbi Nizal said, that's what Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal accomplished, and now there is Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma. So this Sephardic Rav asked this Talmud of Rabbi Nizal's, do you know why he picked this? Why did he pick this to begin his sefer with? The Talmud didn't know. He said, I'll tell you why. Because if you want to know the connection between Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai and your Rebbe, these two names, Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, is exactly Bigimatria Rebbe Nachman ben Simcha. Rabbi Nezal's name, ben his father, is exactly Bigimatria Rebbe Shimon Yochai Zalman, his father. And this we once spoke about in a shir, the fact that it's brought in Klech Vior, this remez, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring this, Oliso Lamoroim, Shaviso Shevi, the Pesuk in Tehillim, which speaks, Dovid HaMelech speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on high and he captured the Torah from the Malachim. He captured this Shevi. Shevi refers to something that was taken from Moroim, very, very high up. The Meforshim bring that this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbon Shel Kol Yisrael. It also refers to the next super leading Rabbon Shel Kol Yisrael, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Shin Beis Yud is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who also revealed this super Oyer HaTorah, the secrets of Torah specifically. It also refers to the next outstanding leader within this chain, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Shloimoi, the Arizal, refers to the next leader, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodosh, who again, these were all within this chain, those that were Megale, a whole new Hizgalus in Frumkeit. Not that they weren't other Talmidei Chachamim, they weren't other rabbis, other tzaddikim, but none that had such an impact on Yiddishkeit like these tzaddikim had. And then we have, the question is, where's the connection with Rabbi Nezal to this Shevi? The answer is, the connection is, in terms of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, is exactly Bigimatria Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha. This connection, that these two are actually very, very closely connected. Both, we find anybody learning Rabbi Nezal's Sforim, the Likutei Moran, the other Sforim, find that the majority is based on the foundation of the Zohar HaKadosh. The majority is based on the teachings of Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal, but bringing them more out to light in a manner where they can be used on a practical level, where a person can apply this lemaisa for avodas Hashem for himself. This is one piece. Now we're going to do a letter that was written by Rav Koch of Leivzal, who was Rebbe Zal's Rebbe, a letter by him written to one of his Talmidim that's found in the Sefer Sheiris Yisrael. This is letter Mem Gimel, 43. In a letter, sometimes you get a much more personal feeling about a person than you get in a sefer. He writes, "Mechtovcha mishavua over hisakti. I received your letter from last week. V'hagam shehazman ein maspikiti kol kach lohoshelecha ki yadua lecha. Although I don't have that much time to respond, shenechnos neilai kama v'kama b'neiri b'chol yom v'yom lishoiv mimayne ha'yishua. Because this Rav Koch HaLeizal is writing from Yerushalayim. This is after he left Russia when he was 70 years old and came to Yerushalayim. He's writing that many, many people from Yerushalayim are constantly coming into my house to hear Rabbi Nezal's words. Afal pikein l'kayim ha-mishna u'meshiv l'chol echod, in order to fulfill what's written in Pirkei Avos, that one of the difference between a chacham and a goylam is that a chacham does respond. Anybody that asks him something, he does answer. He doesn't just make believe he didn't hear, or he doesn't act dumb and not answer. Muchroch ani l'hoshiv l'cha. I feel obligated to write a little bit to you. Therefore, he writes, V'hinei kiyamnu bimei ha-purim mitzvois hanuhugim al-pi shulchan aruch benigla. We were zeichet to accomplish just now, this yantav of Purim was just finished in Yerushalayim. We were zeichet to accomplish the mitzvahs of Purim. U'tzrichen lahamin shegam benistor nistakein al-yidei asiyuseinu. And we have to believe that also in hidden, as far as the secrets of Torah, there was also, through our accomplishing these simple mitzvahs of reading the Megillah and giving Matanis Levyonim and Shalach Moris and all of those things, we believe the Munah Shleima that all the tikkunim that are written in the Sifrei Kabbalah that are accomplished on this Yontif of Purim were all accomplished through our mitzvahs maisiyos. Hainu, this means, what am I referring to? Ki ho ikur sheyihye nishlam shem Hashem Yisborach al yedei avodaseinu b'mechias ha-molek. The main concept of Purim is that the name of Hashem should be completed. Ulaman saper shmi b'chol oretz. Hashem said, why is there going to be a yontif of Pesach? Why are we going to turn the whole land of Mitzrayim into a bowl of pea soup? Make a whole cholent out of the whole place? Why? Laman saper shmi b'chol oretz. So that Hashem's name will be known throughout the world, accepted throughout the whole world. That was the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of all the Nisim v'Neflois. What's the Yom Tov of Purim? what's the ikar of Purim? And Rav Koch Elezer writes that this is the ikar in all the mitzvahs that we're doing. The ikar of our mitzvahs is to be mashlim, the name of Hashem, to heighten the kavod of Hashem, which is synonymous with bringing a shlemus to the name of Hashem. Boruch Shem Kivoid Malchusa Elielam Voed. These two, the name of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, the Kovoid of Hashem, are all one. Sheze Mutol Aleinu Tamed B'chol Yoim. This is an obligation that every single Yid has every day. Lizkor Es Asher Osa Lecha. To remember what Hashem did for you. Zochor Es Asher Osa Lecha. To remember what Hashem did for you. Daiko. V'ho Iker Avoid Zoro Lachnio Esoi V'lim Choshmoi V'zichroi Hu B'purim. And the main time, or the main, I'm not sure what the abbreviation here is to be machnia and erase Amalek's name and memory on Purim. L'zois teida, therefore you should know, Yedidi Emes, Emes sheYisrael am kodosh bechlolius oisim roishem lamala alides yosam lamato. It's a definite fact that the Yitten, through the mitzvahs that they do here below on earth, they definitely make an impact in Shemayim. Kemoishikosov, as the Pasuk says, Bikirbacha Kodosh Vloy Ovoy Boyir. The Pasuk says, Novi, Vidosh Razal, and the Gemara Darshans, Shakodish Borcho Oimer, Shaloyovoy Boyir, Ad the Bikirbacha Kodosh, Shaloyovoy Birushalim Shalmala, Ad Shivni Yerushalim Shalmato. The Gemara says that there is a Yerushalayim in Shemayim, there is a Yerushalayim on earth. There's a Beis HaMikdosh in Shemayim, and there's a Beis HaMikdosh on earth. And Hashem guarantees us that He will not go into the Yerushalayim Shalmala, into the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, until the Yerushalayim Shalmato is fixed up, until the Beis HaMikdash below is fixed up. So we see that the tikkunim that we make down here on earth affect what takes place even up in Shemayim. Move on, Mizeh, therefore you see from this, She'anachnu mechuyovim livnois milamato Yerushalayim. We are obligated to build Yerushalayim down here on earth. Shehi b'chinas kisei Hashem. Yerushalayim is synonymous with the throne of Hashem. Kemo shekosud, as the Pasuk says clearly, Bo'ei sahi yikorul Yerushalayim kisei Hashem. There's going to come a time when the city of Yerushalayim will be acknowledged and respected by all as the throne of Hashem. Because what is the kisei of Hashem? That's where the fear of Hashem comes from, right? This yira, hakisei is bigimatria elikim, es elikim ani yorei. Yosef HaTzadik said, elikim is fear, malchus. Ilmolei moiro'o shel malchus, ishes reyo chayim baloi. Fear is associated with a king, specifically more so than anybody else. And the king is the one that's Yoshev al Hakisei, this Kisei Melech, the throne of the king. What is this Kisei? This Kisei is the city of Yerushalayim itself, as the Pasuk says, Bayayim ahu yikru Yerushalayim Kisei Hashem. We once mentioned at the Sifrei Kabbalah show how the word Yerushalayim is actually Hashem's name Elikim in all its forms. The word Elikim itself, Elikim, which is Malchus, Velikim Malki Mikedem. Elikim is Yira, es Elikim ani Yore, Yosef HaTzadik said. Yerushalayim, as it's written in the Novi, Yud Vov Lamed Mem is Bigimatria Elikim, exactly, 86. The remaining two letters, the Resh and the Shim, if you take the milui of Hashem's name Elikim, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth, it's exactly Bigimatria 300, that's the Shin, and the Achirayim of Hashem's name Elikim, Aleph plus Aleph Lamed plus Aleph Lamed Hei plus Aleph Lamed Hei Yud plus Aleph Lamed Hei Yud Mem is Bigimatria 200, exactly. So that the word Yerushalayim is actually Hashem's name Elikim B'Shleimus in all its forms. That name, which is associated with Hakisei, the word Hakisei is Bigimatria Elikim, the Zohar HaKadosh says. Hakisei is also the throne of Hashem, this Elikim, this Malchus. So therefore, V'ho Iker Mechias Amolek Hurak Berdei Sheyia Nishlamo Yedeze Kisel Yushmo Yishlashem Yisporach. The main purpose for Mechias Amolek is so that the name of Hashem and the throne of Hashem should be completed. Kemo Yishadosh Razal al Posuk Ki Yod al Keis Ko. As the Gemara Darshans on the Posuk Ki Yod al Keis Ko, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has sworn that Ein Hashem Sholem, Ve'ein hakisei sholem ad sheyimcha zechra molech. Hashem says, my name is incomplete and my throne is incomplete until Amolek will be destroyed. Ach, the mechias Amolek, yesh gimel mitzvois betaryag mitzvois. Of the 613 mitzvahs that are found in the Torah, how many of them deal with mechias Amolek? Technically, three. There are three mitzvahs in the Torah related to mechias Amolek. Zocher es asher osrocho Amolek, a mitzvah saseh, which the Gemara says is bepeh. How do we fill that mitzvah? By laning parshas zocher. It's done with the mouth. Timche es zecher Amolek. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Timche es zecher Amolek. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of erasing the name of Amolek. B'maise, this means in action. The Shulchan Aruch says that there were chachomim who would write Amolek on the bottom of their shoe, and when they would bang, when they said homon, they would want to be mekayim the mitzvahs asei of timcha, erasing the name of Amolek, a special mitzvah, write Amolek on a piece of paper and tear it up. That's mechias Amolek b'maise, and loy sishkach, the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Zohar, loy sishkach, that's another mitzvah in the Torah of the Tariq mitzvahs, b'machshoro. Forgetting is in the mind. Don't forget means this has to be a mental item. A person has to keep this item in their mind at all times. Hainu, b'machshavo dibur u'maise tzrichin l'mechoisoi yimach shemoi. A yid has a mitzvah to erase Amalek in machshavo, in dibur, and in maise. We mentioned the Zohar HaKadosh says that a yid, a person, is called Adam. Adam represents all the levels on which a human being functions. The Dalet Mem represent Dibur and Maisa. The Aleph represents Machshova. Va'alefcha Chochmo. I will teach you. The Aleph is associated with Chochmo, with the Moyach, with Sechel. Aleph is the beginning again. Where everything begins from is the Moyach Machshova. So we know that the totality of a human being is Machshova Dibur Maisa. When it comes to Amalek, Hashem wants a yid to get rid of Amalek from head to toe. Machshavo, Dibur, and Maisa, all three levels, wipe him out. L'zois yesh mipurim ad Pesach habo aleinu shleishim yoim. This is why the Sforim HaKadoshim bring that between Purim and Pesach, there are exactly 30 days. Ubohem tof shin chof shois. In 30 days, there's how many hours? 30 times 24 is 720. 720 hours. Shiva meyos the esrim shois. Vehem b'mispar gimel po'omim Amolek. These are exactly begimatria 3 times Amolek. Ki Amolek begimatria rom. Amolek is begimatria 240. Rom al kol goyim Hashem kaviochel. The greatness of Hashem is referred to as rom, and Amolek is the zel umase. Amolek is the opposite. He is called reishis goyim Amolek. He is the opposite of rom. The opposite of the marus of Hashem, the authority of Hashem, is this Amolek, the challenger, chas v'shalom, to the covenant of Hashem. So we say that 3 times Amolek is begimatria 720 hours. Hem gamkein tov shinchof. Umuva v'sefer chesed lavrom. This is all Rav Koch Elazar's writing. He's quoting the Bnei Yisachar. Brings this item we just said. Now he says, Umuva b'sefer chesed lavrom. It's brought in the sefer chesed lavrom, which was written by the father of the Chidozal. It's one of the early Sifrei Kabbalah. Shemayim hapurim. Ad arba osar b'nisan, that from Purim until the 14th day of Nisan, oise HaKadosh Baruch Hu itanu chesed, Hashem does a unique type of chesed with the Yidden, u'moitzi oisanu mehecholos tumoisenu shel kol hashana, Hashem takes the Yidden out of their hecholos of tumah of the past year, because don't forget Nisan is the beginning of a new year. HaChodesh hazeh lachem roish chodoshim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a new beginning. Ad shebiyudalid Nisan anu mituhorim mitumas Amolek. The Chesed Lavram writes that on Yudalid Nisan, on the first day of Pesach, a yid is considered to be completely pure. These 720 hours are filled with mechias Amolek on all three levels, where a person becomes completely rids himself of Amolek, period. Ach, What is this dependent on? Ach ba'ifon sha'onu nekayim be'lo hayomim mipurim ad erev Pesach lishmoyer hashoyis. This is on the condition that a yid is particular during this time from Purim to Pesach to watch the time very carefully, not to go to sleep, but to count every single second, to make every second count. Gimel pa'amim rom limchais b'machshava v'chein b'dibur v'chein b'maisa. Ubaze yikuyam ha'posuk ki yod al keis ko. This is how a person is mekayim the posuk ki yod al keis ko. Ki b'mispar shloshim. The word ki is extra there. What is ki needed over there? Posuk just said yod al keis ko. Hashem places his hand on his throne. To say the ki there could have been left out. Ki is begimatria 30. Hinting to the 30 days from Purim till Pesach. Hainu shloshim yoim kodem l'Pesach. Shezeh yudalad b'nisan. She'oz nishlam amuchias ha'molek b'gimel pomin. That's when this yod ki, the 30 days up until yod, up until the 14th day of Nisan, 30 days prior to that is when this process begins of milchomol Hashem b'amolek, wiping out the name of Amolek completely. Umuva, and it's brought Shebias Moshiach Tzidkenu Yihye Imyutz Hashem B'Erev Pesach, that Moshiach is supposed to come on Erev Pesach. Ki yod al keis, what is al keis? Sheyihye Nishlam HaKisei Ko, the throne of Hashem will be Nishlam. Sheyihye Nishlam Shemo Yisporach, Hashem's name will be Nishlam B'Yoyim Rishon Shel Pesach Chamish Osor, which is the 15th day of Nisan. Ki yod on Yud Dalet B'Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, the Erev Pesach, will be Nishlam Keis Ko, the throne of Hashem, Ko being Maramis to that 15th day of Nisan, referring to the name of Hashem being Bishlemus, this Kisei Ko, this Keis Ko, which is Bigimatria Kisei David, the throne of Dovid HaMelech, which represents the Malchus of Hashem Bishlemus, is this Keis Ko, this throne of Hashem.